Whistle Words uses writing to help women in and post-cancer treatment reclaim their sense of self. And we run writing workshops mostly here in Charlottesville at hospitals and also at community centers. Writing is our tool and not the goal. And so often a cancer diagnosis will strip you of an authentic sense of self, a genuineness, and our goal is to bring that back to women. Empowerment through writing.
So the writing is a way to cope.
Well, I would say even more than to cope, it's a way to sort of prevail and a way to find light and illumination in what can be a dark time.
In your new anthology book, Truth, Voices of Women Changed by Cancer, you present a variety of poems, journal entries, essays, stories. How do you hope this book will help women who are fighting cancer?
Well, I think there's three ways I hope it'll help. One is the nature of the work itself has a sort of searing truth to it, hence the title, that so often with cancer, people might gloss over the reality. And the pieces in this, the essays and poems, are the result of the writing workshops themselves. So it's pretty unedited. Some of them are quite raw and real. So that's one way. The other is you get a sense of who each woman is who's written the piece. So there's a small biography, just a short brief bio, and then also a quotation from that woman, something that matters to her. And finally, it's a bit of a workbook. So it makes, for someone who can't attend the workshops, there are the same exact prompts, so someone could do this at home.
You were diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer when you were 39. How did that affect this book and this whole project?
Well, it was sort of, I guess, the kindling. I felt like I got tremendous, stellar care by every medical person that I encountered and by family and friends, but I still felt like there was something missing, that I couldn't recognize who I was anymore. I was forever changed. And I found a great curative power in writing.
Have you ever encountered someone who doesn't want to write, who's a little reluctant? How do you encourage them to just give it a shot?
Well, that is a huge part of Whistle Words. Our expectation is not that women come in who love to write or are daily journal keepers. Instead, this is like an offering, saying, look at what you can possibly do. So to answer your question directly, I will give things like free associations where I'll say, I'm going to say a word, and I want you to literally just move your pen or pencil for 45 seconds. Don't stop moving. Think of this as an activity, like you're doing jumping jacks.
Have you ever had a woman say, I'm a terrible writer, and then 4 weeks later they read what they've written and they're like, wow, I actually am pretty good at this?
Absolutely. In fact, we just had a woman who emailed us a poem and she said, I am mightily proud of this. So, you know, I came in thinking this is the last thing I wanted to do and I am mightily proud of this.
That's something great.
She'd have maybe frame or put on the refrigerator.
If there is one thing that you hope someone will take away from reading this collection, what is it?
I think a sense of understanding what is sometimes not said during treatment and diagnosis, what is not spoken. You know, we can buy a pink Mixmaster, we can run a 5K, and while those things can benefit monetarily in a discreet way, they have a beginning and an end. And I think that this is something that permeates deeper into the life and really offers a sense of support that is an undergirding that other things are not.
Charlotte Matthews, we are really looking forward to your Books and Brews event tonight in Harrisonburg and tomorrow in Crozet. Thank you so much. All the best on this project.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to it and really appreciate this interview.